Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some major moves in AI, from job market shifts to new hardware and platform policies. Let's get right into it. The AI jobs debate just got a lot more complicated. A recent report from TechCrunch highlights that while fears of AI-driven layoffs are real, with nearly 90,000 job cuts tied to AI this year, companies heavily investing in AI are actually growing their headcount. These so-called high-intensity adopters saw a 10.2% increase in employees, especially in entry-level roles across engineering, sales, and marketing. But the report cautions this growth is mostly in tech-forward firms with strong resources, suggesting a widening gap between companies that can leverage AI for expansion and those stuck experimenting. So, AI isn't just a job killer, it can also be a tool for growth, depending on the firm's strategy and resources. Base 44, the vibe coding platform acquired by Wix, is launching its own AI model to power app creation with natural language. According to TechCrunch, this move aims to reduce reliance on external frontier models, improving latency, cost, and efficiency. Base 44's custom LLM, called Base 1, was trained on tens of millions of real user interactions, and the company expects it to outperform generalist models over time. This vertical integration of data, infrastructure, and distribution is seen as a key defensibility strategy in the AI startup space. While competitors like Lovable hit $500 million are, Base 44 recently passed $100 million, betting big on its own model to cement its market position. Meta contractors reportedly posed as teens to test rival chatbots on sensitive topics like suicide, sex, and drugs. Wired uncovered that hundreds of contractors created fake under 18 accounts to probe how chatbots like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Gemini respond to high-risk prompts. This secretive project, called CAN, ran over 45,000 prompts aiming to push safety filters to their limits, raising ethical questions. Meta defends this as routine safety benchmarking, but the lack of disclosure and the use of fake minor profiles sparked concerns about transparency and possible anti-competitive practices. Meanwhile, the tested companies have stated this activity violated their terms of service, adding another layer of controversy. Tidal is taking a firm stance on AI-generated music. The Verge reports that starting July 15, Tidal will label tracks identified as 100% AI-generated with an icon, but as of today, those tracks will no longer earn royalties. The platform emphasizes that royalties should go to works created directly by human artists, and it plans to expand labeling to substantially AI-generated tracks as detection tools improve. Tidal will also remove AI-generated music linked to fraudulent activities like deceptive uploads or unusual streaming patterns. This policy contrasts with other platforms like Spotify and Deezer, which have introduced verification and detection tools but stopped short of demonetization. OpenAI is teasing new hardware designed specifically for its Codex coding assistant. A video shared on X reveals a compact device with buttons and controls, created in partnership with WorkLouda, known for mechanical keyboards and macro pads. This device, launching July 15, will let users assign custom shortcuts to speed up coding workflows powered by Codex. While it's not the mysterious AI gadget designed with Jony Ive, it promises to enhance developer productivity with dedicated hardware. Details remain scarce, but the collaboration signals OpenAI's push to integrate AI tools more deeply into everyday workflows. That wraps up today's top AI stories. From workforce dynamics and startup strategies to ethical questions and new tools, AI continues to reshape industries in complex ways. Thanks for tuning in to the prompt by Kuro House. See you next time for more AI insights.